Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Words, 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 words. Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. I'm very happy that of all the things you could be doing right now, you've chosen to listen to the Every Day Saturday podcast. Great to have you in over 100 countries around the world. I feel honored, blessed, man. Get to do what I do, talk to you. Wouldn't have it any other way. Hey, let's dive into it. I want to talk about words, how they can do so much for your career, for your business, for your personal life, and how they can do a tremendous amount of damage as well. I know, because I've been on both sides of the equation, I'm sure you have too, but I want to just give you my take as it relates to the Everyday Saturday podcast. By the way, make sure you head over to iTunes if you have not left a five-star rating. Just take a couple seconds and do it. We sure would appreciate it. Helps people find the show. The higher the ratings we get, the more five-star ratings, great comments. iTunes says, hey, this must be a podcast that everybody needs to listen to. Now, you know that, and I know that. Now, we just need to let iTunes know that, okay? Also, you can find the show at everydaysaturday.com. Just click on the podcast tab and listen away, baby, any way you want to do it. So, I was singing today. I've been given the gift of feedback, as I do many, many times. I receive the gift of feedback a lot as well. Appreciate yours. I used to get it in corporate all the time, but I hated that. I didn't like that kind of feedback, you know, because it was always kind of, it came with conditions. Like, hey, here's your review, your annual review, and you get your, wait for it, 5% raise. You're working 80 hours a week, and we give you your 5% raise. Congratulations, Lemming. Now go back in your little hole and work for us some more. And in 364 more days, you're going to get your 5% raise. Yay! But I've been talking a lot last week and this week about some of the woes, you know, especially the fence installation. You know, it's been a lot of fun talking about that. But you can help a lot of people with your words, and you can hurt a lot of people with your words. Let me give you the helpful part of it as well, okay? Even through the fence installation, forget that, all right? That's giving the gift of feedback to Lowe's and the installers and everybody. And hopefully, they'll be able to do better down the road. And I'm not an idiot about it. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But, hey, man, still don't have the thing done, you know, paid a lot of money for it. But even when it comes to buying any product or any service, you can give a great review to somebody, and it does them a lot of good. Or as a boss, as a business owner, you can help your employees, your vendors, your subcontractors, and they'll want to work harder for you when they know that you've acknowledged the fact that they're doing a good job. You know, the one-minute manager, I had to read that book, and I say had to because I would never have read it otherwise. When I went into management, they said, you must read this book called The One-Minute Manager. I think Ken Blanchard, that's another one of his books. And it was good because the main takeaway that I remember, I don't remember anything else about the book, except this one phrase. Always catch people doing something good. Because so many times it's our natural instinct. Oh, hey, you did that. You can do that better. You did that wrong. What's that do? It emphasizes the exact opposite of what you want to have happen. You're focusing on, remember, where energy flows, focus goes where energy flows. And so if you're going to focus on catching someone doing something wrong all the time, all you're doing is reinforcing all the negative stuff they're doing, which you want to help people. And I wish I could tell you, I'm not. I wish I could tell you I'm a subject matter expert at this. I am not. John Maxwell, I'll refer his book again, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Anything John Maxwell writes on leadership is great. So you might want to talk to somebody because I've screwed this up, man. I've acted like a complete jackass to people and gotten horrible reaction from them. My body language was bad when I was a boss. I wouldn't do it well at all. I just wouldn't. I'm telling you, being honest. I'm not an expert. But here's what I'm doing. I try to do better. And I've gotten much, much better. I think, in my own opinion, 1,000% better catching people doing something good. You really want to know why I became a speaker? One of the reasons why is so I could go in front of thousands of people and tell them how great they are. Because I never had an opportunity to do that. See, when you build a big, big brand, you get an impact. You get an opportunity to impact more and more people. That's the good news. I mean, the money and all that stuff is great. It's fantastic. I'm not going to say it's not. But truly, and I'm not saying this just as a cliche, but really, one of the biggest benefits you get is the opportunity to impact so many more people on a global scale. I mean, guys, that's important, all right? So when I get a chance to go to all these different cities and speak to all these different people, it's to get a message out that I otherwise would not be able to get out to this many people. A podcast. This show is downloaded over 100,000 times each month. 100,000 downloads every single month, okay? That's a lot of people that I get to tell them how great they are, to give just my little, you know, piece of the planet advice on being an entrepreneur. I'm not saying my way's the right way, my way's the only way, but I want to sow a seed. My entire goal with this podcast is just to sow a seed of encouragement for people. Now, I'll take shots at somebody else or a brand or somebody did something screwed up, did something stupid. But that's just to, I don't know, what do you want to call it, teachable moment. I very rarely use anybody's real name. I'm not out to embarrass any one individual unless they're just a public, take the president or something like that as a public figure. But I don't even talk politics, really, on the show. I created this podcast in the Everyday Saturday brand in the same vein that I would like to see you create your brand, is to impact so many more people than you're doing right now. Now, whatever that means to you, if it's your website, if it's your podcast, your YouTube channel, your LinkedIn, whatever it is, however you decide to do that, just make sure you're using words the right way most of, and I qualify that, most of the time, because we're all human and we're going to flub the dub. But if you sow negative words all the time, what do you think you're going to attract into your life? Just negative, toxic stuff. And you may think you're doing the world a favor. Oh, no, I'm a consumer advocate. I'm going to take shots. Everybody's in my crosshair. You're an idiot, okay? It's not going to happen that way. You're going to breed negativity in your own life. It's going to come back to you in your own life. Because how can you spend all your time being negative and then go try to be positive? It can't happen. You're going to be a tortured soul. I know. How do I know? How do I know? Because I was that person. Always catching people doing something wrong, always poo-pooing the universe, always talking about what could be better, instead of just taking account my own life and say, hey, it's got to start somewhere, man. If I want something to change and be a little better, I need to change how I see things, how I speak. Words are seeds that you sow into your own life, into your own mind, as well as into the lives of other people. If you want a better experience, you better get used to using better words. You want a negative experience, then go ahead and speak ill all the time and catch people doing something bad all the time. Nothing will change. Hey, you could do that better. You could do that better. We've all had that boss, right? We've all had that boss. We wanted to kill that person. It's like, will you shut up? I already know I'm screwing up. I don't need your... How about you do this, Einstein? Let me know the better way to do it and speak to me in a better way, and I'll do it that way. With that being said, we're all adults, okay? You don't got to throw a warm blanket over everybody, okay? If somebody's a little too emotional and they can't handle it, well, then they can't handle it, you know? If you want to be the VP of sales, you got to have rhino skin. Okay, you want to own your own business, you got to have rhino skin. You got to just let stuff bounce off you. Now, you know, somebody who's a little insecure bundle of fluff, more guys, I feel, than women are like this. You know, hey, you can't talk to me. Well, then you're not going to have a lot of responsibility, because unfortunately, the words get a little harsher as you go up the corporate ladder. But with behind that should be the love, man. I try to do it every single day. I try to sow this podcast. Like I said, it's more cathartic for me, better for me than it is for you, because I get an opportunity to sow a seed every single day, several times a day, into your mind, into your business, wherever you're going with this, man. The every day is Saturday message. I get fired up, man. The ex-stutter's coming out in me now. The ex-stutter, the porky pig's coming out in me now, because I get the opportunity to speak a few words of encouragement every single day into millions of people's lives all around the world. Does it get any better than that? I got to ask you, does it get any better than that? Hell no, it doesn't get any better than that. I get to do it every single day. So why wouldn't I do it? I got a second chance. to sow seeds of encouragement into people's lives. Some people don't get that second chance. I'm lucky every single day I get to scream into this microphone like an idiot. I love it. I love it. I wouldn't do any. I would. You, Sam, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Monday morning, you can blank slate. What do you want to do? I want to grab the mic and host the Everyday Saturday Show. What do you want to do? Monday morning, you don't got to be anywhere, anyplace, anytime. What would you do, and why aren't you doing it? You're a champion. I'm telling you, man. You got it all right where you, right now. Go do it. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.